You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog pound. Be sure to tune into News Channel 5, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns, every Sunday for Browns pregame coverage all season long, beginning at 11 a.m. with Inside the Cleveland Browns. Then it's Browns Countdown with Andy Baskin and me live from M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore at 11:30. 216-578-0850. We'll get to your phone calls in this segment as well. Pardon. But we will also go ahead and play a little higher or lower. Dino, you want to start with calls or you want to start higher or lower?
Oh, if you're giving me a choice.
Higher or lower.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. I want to go higher or lower.
Let's do it.
All right, guys. Let's get rolling here again. Let me explain the rules.
Your rules are so simple.
Well, so thorough.
Well, we try to be succinct on this show because I don't want to be confused with Jason Gibbs. You know,
I was going to say your predecessor, on the other hand.
Well, yeah, we don't want to be confused. I'm going to give you a team, and I want to know if they need to be, if they should be ranked closer to one, a.k.a. higher, or closer to number 32, a.k.a. lower.
So you have it right. Gibbs would have done it the opposite.
I know.
You've got it right.
All right.
Kudos.
Let's start first.
Number one.
With the Denver Broncos, who the Browns will see in a week, they come in ranked number three.
I'm going to say a little bit lower. I think that, their offense, I think, is going to, in the playoffs, what's going to happen is Peyton's going to go Peyton and make a couple big mistakes, and it's going to knock him out a little earlier than you might expect.
I'm going to go lower as well. I think, you know, they're 4-0. They're top five, but not three.
Who's your top three?
I would go New England. I would go Green Bay. And then Atlanta.
Really? Okay. Who's in your who's your third team then?
Either Atlanta, maybe Zona, maybe probably either Atlanta or Arizona, now that I'm thinking about it. I mean, New England can count as two, as dominant as they are. But
all right, so for me, they are third on my rankings.
Push.
I believe that they are the best defense in the NFL. I think that's the best defense in the NFL.
Agreed. Wait, who's the defensive coordinator?
Is it your boy?
Wade Phillips.
Of course.
No surprise.
Number one to me is New England. Number two is Green Bay. Number three is Denver. I think that's exactly right. I think they are the third best team in the NFL, not because of their offense, because of their defense.
Number two.
All right, let's go to Pittsburgh, the Steelers. Jason Gibbs wanted me to say Pittspuke in the...
I see that.
Yes. So, okay, the Steelers, they are ranked 10th, guys. Higher or lower?
I'm going to say lower, and here's why. A, they don't have Big Ben right now, but even other than that, their defense is putrid. They lost to Baltimore last week. If you lose to this Baltimore team, this is not Ozzie Newsome's vintage Baltimore Ravens team. If you lose to Baltimore at home, you're not the 10th best team in the league.
I agree. I'm going to go lower as well. I think that this could be a make-or-break window for this Pittsburgh Steelers team without Big Ben. They could lose 4 out of 6.
Yeah, I don't buy into their defense. I love their skill position talent, but with Roethlisberger out, they're not top 10. With Roethlisberger, they're probably top 8 right now because that offense is just so good, but they are not top 10, so I would say lower as well. I like the Rams, even though they beat the Rams in St. Louis. I like the Rams a little bit better. I like the Rams defense.
You can have Jeff Fisher.
And I think the Cowboys, but with all their injuries now, the Cowboys are falling. You know what? What's so interesting to me about it is I really think there are – do you guys believe in the Jets?
Yes. I'm buying the Jets.
Yeah.
Me too. I think there are 9 good teams in the NFL, and then there's everybody else.
Okay.
And the 9 would – for Patriots, Packers, Broncos, Cardinals, Falcons, Bengals, Seahawks, Panthers, Jets. After that – Steelers, Rams, Bills, Cowboys, maybe the Vikings. I think the Vikings actually might be better than people think. But Giants, maybe Colts.
I like
Chargers,
the Giants. I still like Philadelphia.
They're running out of time.
They are running out of time, but I still like them. I think the Giants actually are a good team. And I think the Bills.
Trash.
I am not a Bills fan. I am not a Rex Ryan fan. But I think that they're heckle and jive, but they could be good.
Heckle and Jide? Never heard of them.
Heckle and Jide.
Ah, kid.
I like that one. Willie Dino, number three.
That's Willie, phenomenal.
That's like Willie Aiken.
Number three.
Aiken Willie.
Another opponent in the Browns' future is on our list here. The St. Louis Rams. They're ranked number 11.
Lower. I don't buy Jeff Fisher. He never can do anything offensively. He always has these defensive teams. He's got the worst mustache I've ever seen. Lower.
He's got a great mustache, and I'll have you know that last year for one of the home giveaways for the St. Louis Rams was your very own Jeff Fisher mustache that you could
The most overrated football coach in history of the NFL, maybe.
The guy, sticks around. I think he's had three winning seasons his whole career.
Music City Miracle Kid.
At this point right now, I think it's a push. They're slightly believable at this point right now, so I'll make it a push.
Their defensive line is elite. I'm going to say, you know, they get Todd Gurley back. I mean, they just went into Arizona. You're not to hate on them. They just went into Arizona and beat the Arizona Cardinals that you're declaring to be the third best team in the National Football League.
Yeah, they got a couple breaks. But meanwhile, you mentioned the Music City Miracle. And one reason that my hatred for him starts is I may or may not have had some cash on the other side of that game.
So you're saying that you bet at the time on Rob Johnson.
And I won on Rob Johnson, Nathan. One of the worst calls in history of sports.
So for me with the Rams, I think it's about right. As I said, I think there are nine teams in the NFL that I believe in. And then after that group from the Steelers, Rams, Bills, Cowboys, Vikings, Giants, Colts, Chargers, maybe even down to the Chiefs, it's all the same to me. So if you want to tell me that they were 13th, okay, fine. But they're in that tier to me, the Rams. Coming
higher
up, big win.
Or lower.
Todd Gurley looked legit, by the way.
Yeah, he's nice, isn't he? Wow.
Yes.
How about the New York Giants? The New York Football Giants are ranked 15th, gentlemen.
Oh, I'm way higher on the Giants. I'm bullish on the Giants. They very easily, without some poor clock management, could be undefeated right now. I love their offensive coordinator. I love what they're doing on
McAdoo?
The offensive side of the ball. Yes. Green Bay disciple. Yep. Wilhelm probably knows him well. I like what they're doing on their offense. And I think that they're gonna prove it out over the next couple weeks.
I'm going to go higher, closer to number one. I think this is a football team that at times, when I've watched them, they are, as Ken Carmen would say, look like dumpster juice, smell like dumpster juice. There's that bad.
That's greasy.
But then it's just somehow they grind you out. They're in a division that's a grind you out division this year without a clear front runner. And I think they're a little bit higher. I'd say closer to 10. 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, I think they should be a little bit higher as well. I like them to make the playoffs earlier in the year, as we noted. So I agree. I think that they are higher as well.
Higher or lower?
This weekend's opponent for the Browns, the Baltimore Ravens, check in at number 19, guys.
Oh, way lower. I they're terrible. I think they're
Who?
An awful football team.
Ravens.
The Ravens. No way. They're lower. And they don't do Joe Flacco, I like, but he has no weapons around him. Their defense is a shadow of what it used to
Nathan's
be.
Nathan's not a fan of Flacco.
I think lower.
I'll say lower as well. And a lot of the reason why they might be this high is because of the template they've created over the last decade.
I'm going to say they should be lower. Too many injuries on the defense, no offensive idea. They don't have an identity for the first time ever. So I'm going to say lower, and I think that the Browns have a good chance to go in there and knock the Ravens off. Now, you could conversely, this is one you could make two arguments for. I just don't believe that they have an offense, and I don't think their defense is the same as it's always been. Now, you could say they were in the game into the fourth quarter against Denver, and it was an Aqib Talib pick six that beat them. They were leading before the final drive against Oakland. They were leading before the final drive against Cincinnati, and then they just beat the Steelers. So they actually could be 4-0.
But they also played some of those games. When did Suggs get hurt?
Preseason.
Was it preseason? I thought he got played one or two regular season games. Steve
Who?
Smith, Suggs. Steve Smith is now hurt.
Yep.
So those are their two best players.
They lost Elam, the safety, at the beginning of the season as well.
They're not the same team, and I don't think their depth is what it usually is.
Yes. All right, we're going to cut it right there. Dino, I know we got the Browns. We'll do it quickly because Jordan Poyer's coming up. We'll take a break, and then we'll start off hour number two with the Browns safety, Jordan Poyer.
Okay, so real quick.
Yep. Higher or lower?
Browns are 25th.
Push. I think that's about
right.
Unfortunately.
I agree with that.
I think it is about right. All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. Brown safety Jordan Poyer joins us live here in the Dog Bowl in Berea to talk about this week's matchup with the Baltimore Ravens. That's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.